In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is Monday, the 6th of February. Good to have you along, everybody. We begin today with case number 17-35105 in the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, State of Washington, et al. Plaintiffs appellees v. Donald J. Trump, et al. Defendants appellants. Specifically, quote, a motion for leave to file brief of technology companies and other businesses as amicus curiae in support of appellees, unquote. Unpacking that just a little bit. It's a list of 97 technology companies, starting with AdRoll, Aeris, and Airbnb, down through Y Combinator, Yelp, and Zynga. Almost all the biggies are in there. They're opposing the president's travel ban because, in a nutshell, it's really bad for their businesses. Marketplace's Rima Kreis gets us going.
If you had to boil it down, there are two main reasons that people, or in this case, companies, file amicus briefs, says Washington University law professor Steve Legomsky.
One of the things they can do is elaborate on very specific points that the main parties couldn't elaborate on in their own briefs because of page limits.
The second reason?
They can add points that only those with their particular interests would even think of.
Points like how the travel ban is hurting the tech industry's ability to recruit workers from outside the U.S.
And for a business like ours, talent is the lifeblood.
That's Eric Dewar, an executive with Rocket Fuel, a global marketing firm. He says joining the brief sends a message.
For our clients, for our employees, for our investors, everyone needs to know, like, this is a core value for us of being inclusive and, having diversity that leads to great innovative ideas.
But can amicus briefs actually influence the court?
Oh, of course. They do.
Jane Aiken is vice dean at Georgetown University Law Center. She says a brief can remind judges of the different ways the ban impacts people and companies. But she says the fact these tech firms represent enormous economic power may not be that significant.
Technically, this is a legal decision, and it should be based on the law and what the law essentially points to as the outcome.
Aziz Huck is a law professor at the University of Chicago, who himself is filing an amicus brief today on behalf of Muslim groups. He says these briefs have become so common.
They may be less important than they used to be. When you have a case in which there's 30 or 40 amicus briefs, it's actually pretty hard to figure out which ones are important and which ones are not.
So far, only a handful of briefs have been filed against the travel ban. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.